Hunter.
Yeah, dude.
Good morning. 7:39, Brock Hunter. Let's get right to it. Your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. Who is hiring? You're looking to start a new career with amazing pay, room to grow, awesome benefits. Look no further than special-lite.com. Right here, Southwest Michigan. Start that new career with an awesome company. Your topic for today, what's the best sound in the world?
Ooh.
All right, the best sound.
That's a tough question, man.
We all know flavors. We all know smells. No. What is music to your ears? Every time you hear, like, oh, that's the best sound.
This is a sad topic for Brock, too. It's a sad one for Brock because he can't hear that well.
Huh? What? Yeah. You got to turn the sound up a little bit. Turn the sound up. I was thinking about this. I'm like, man, there's a lot of great sounds. Of course, now as a new dad, I got to say it, that my daughter's laughter is probably right up there. But is it the best sound? I love my little girl, but I don't know if it's the best sound. I'm going to have to say the best sound is that. And that is the cold, frosty beer on a hot summer's day.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You just got done mowing.
That's a good sound.
You just got done mowing the lawn. The sun is starting to set a little bit. You got a good day's work in. Everything looks nice. The gutters are clean. The yard looks great. Things are put away. You checked off a bunch of things off the honey-do list, and all of a sudden, that sound. Oh. A fresh, cold beer.
I think that's day, too, man.
That's, for me, the best sound in the world. Best sound in the world is that cold beer.
It's a good answer.
I think so.
I was thinking more in depth with this one. I was kind of really trying to think, well, what is the greatest? And I kind of go back to my childhood because that's kind of like when things were fresh, when you heard it for the first time. Mm-hmm. One of the greatest sounds, and I remember this as a kid, my dad, I can't remember where he took me, but it was, we went and saw like an old locomotive, like steam train, like an old locomotive train.
Yeah. Yeah, like a steam engine. Was it a steam engine?
Steam engine. One of those really, really old ones, man.
Yeah.
You know, that thing firing up. And then the whistle, like the whole. I can't even do the noise, dude.
Yeah.
I just remember it being so loud and that thing being so big and just looking at it as a kid, like, what? Like, my jaw dropped.
Yeah.
You know, and I just remember that sound specifically of that whistle. I had to cover my ears real quick. My dad was all excited too.
I thought maybe you'd say like the sound, you know, when it like lets out all the steam or whatever. That's a good sound.
The brakes and then the engine turning. Oh, dude.
Why didn't you become a train conductor? You could have heard that every day.
I wanted to be a conductor. He used to take me back. He even built me one of those little like train sets in the basement.
Yeah.
But like the real legit one.
I always wanted
to be a conductor.
You actually got to be pretty smart. You need like an engineering degree to run a train, so there's no way.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be smart, man. It's not like you just hop in and be like, all right, I'm going to go forward and go backwards. No, it's not like that, man. You got to know the ins and outs.
The horn at the intersections.
No. This thing still take coal, right? Do I got to shovel coal? Mm-hmm. No, it is not coal. But I do agree with you. That's a very good sound. I don't maybe best in the world. I don't know.
Kind of different, little unique.
Yeah.
My second answer, of course, is going to be if you've ever seen a Jekko by Sonic Boom.
Oh,
boom!
Yeah.
If you've ever heard that.
Yeah.
Boy.
Isn't any ears like calm and relaxing? Like, good God.
No, dude, it's got to be intense. Probably number three, Top Field Drag Race. Have you ever been to one of those?
Yeah. And that
dude,
is
if you haven't
that
been
is...
to a top.
It's pretty amazing.
If you've never been to a funny car race or a Top Field drag race, dude, you got to go.
I mean,
it's a sound, is an experience you've never felt in your life.
I could taste my esophagus with the vibrations going through there. It was amazing. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. You have very
320 miles an hour in 6 seconds.
You have
dude.
Very sound aggressive loud. Sounds, Hunter. Very, very aggressive right. sounds. All of them are very abrupt. Yeah, very right. chaotic. All right. Best sound in the world. To each their own. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's the best sound in the world? We'll have your answers when we come back. Stick around. Oh, yeah. Macho men in the morning. Feeling real macho.
Are you?
Yeah. For what it is, you know?
Why do you feel macho? What did you do that makes you feel macho?
I got boots on, winter boots, so I'm a little more macho.
Oh, hey, I got some new winter boots, too.
Hey, nice. Where'd you get them?
Costco.
Oh, no, I didn't get mine from Costco.
Dude.
You bought boots at Costco?
Go to, I'm serious. Dude, go to, yesterday, I'm serious. I had like a Costco outfit on yesterday. You know that spider wear, that spider gear?
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about, say, like kind of like cold weather. It's a real thick sweatshirt. It's kind of, they have them at Dunham's.
Yeah.
Like 60, 70 bucks at Dunham's, right?
Mm-hmm.
$30.
Oh, look Costco. At that. God, you're a Costco king, man.
Dude.
Yeah. You are a Costco king.
And the jacket. Dude, I got a new jacket. $14.99.
Oh, my God.
Couldn't believe it.
Are you sponsored by Costco at this point now? Is that what it is?
Now I am. At those prices? Hell yeah.
At those prices. You can't not be.
Can't beat it.
All right, buddy. Well, good. I'm excited to see you.
I'm not
going to
get paid by Costco here either, guys.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Anyway, let's get to it. Your topic of the day.
Hey, real quick, by the way, I found out about Costco the other day.
What?
What? You can just walk in and buy the booze. You don't have to have a membership to buy the booze. That's what a lot of people get the membership for, is the booze.
Yeah, you don't need it.
You don't need it.
You really actually don't need a membership at all. Because what you if you have a gift card for Costco.
The gift card trick.
Yep. Yep. I ain't paying no membership fees. Get out of here. So, all right, can we move on now? Is that enough plugging Costco for the day? Good God. I swear to God. Your topic today brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. What's the best sound in the world? How about me turning off Hunter's mic? How about that?
You know, when you buy $1.50 hot dog at Costco and ching, that noise. Ah.
Let's take a phone call. What is the best sound in the world? WIRX, hello.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Oh, hanging in there.
Good.
So.
Okay, then.
My answer is, it's a little weird. No. I'm a huge Colorado Avalanche. From Colorado. Love the Avalanche, I have to say, ever since they came from Quebec. So every time they play a home game, their goal horn goes up, and that's music to my ears. I don't know if you've heard it before.
No.
But that is the best sound to my ears. Whenever they score a goal at home and their goal horn goes off, great sound in the world.
That's not weird at all, man. I love it. That's a great answer, brother. All right. Thanks for the call.
Not a problem, dude. Have a good one.
Later.
Yeah, it's that train horn.
You could go with anything, dude. I love it when Wayne Larrivee says touchdown when the Packers score. That's a great sound, man.
It's a great sound.
Great sound. You get the whole Packer Stadium yelling "Go Pack, go!" Amazing sound,
dude,
yeah.
Especially the hockey one, though, man. Yeah, because they got that train horn in that small arena.
Oh, dude.
You know when somebody scores in hockey.
That poor guy that's got the seats right by the train horn. God.
Grandpa, don't sit there.
I got to stop going to these games. I'm deaf. We got some great answers on Facebook. What's the best sound in the world? Alicia said, box fan at bedtime. Oh, that's a good sound.
Box fan.
Like, I just a fan. I have a fan that I turn on every night. Right on my nightstand. It's a little fan, and it's just got the nice drone sound to it. I love it.
I would love to say that, but my fan has, like, a squeak in it. Ah, damn it.
Josh said the greatest sound in the world. Cubs win! Cubs win! Cubs win! Mark said, I won't go into details, but I know what it sounds like. It's when you stir mac and cheese. All right.
Oh, geez, dude.
And then the other Mark said a wet fart. No, not that one, guys. All right.
That's terrible sound.
That's a terrible sound.
mac and cheese. Ugh,
let's
know.
See. Debbie said rain. Ooh. Rain on like a tin roof.
Yeah.
Or rain on. Yeah, that's hard to beat.
You know what? I like a spring rain, though.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, it's just starting to get nice out.
Yeah, not like the rain we had yesterday. Not like that. That's horrible. No, actually.
That sideways sleet, that's my favorite.
Oh, I love that. You want to beat you? That sound that sleet makes when it hits you in the face, that's a great sound.
Pierces the skin. Yeah, I love that.
No, Kiki and I's old house down in Springfield, I built a pergola, and it had that clear, corrugated roofing panels, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The plastic. Mm-hmm. Dude, you sit underneath that in a rainstorm, like when it was raining, Jesus, you could sleep like a bear. It was amazing.
Yeah. It doesn't get annoying after a while, though.
I don't think so.
Like, you're not eventually like, all right, I get it.
No. Not for me. No, I love having that. I have a rain app that I play. Yeah. When I go to sleep, Kiki just stands there with the rain stick just for hours. It's amazing.
A rain stick.
Turn it over. Let's see. Bobby said the pop of a beer top. Damn right. Laura said the sound of a pro stock dragster doing a burnout.
See? She knows. That was one of mine.
Jen said the sound of my kids laughing together. Usually when they're laughing together, they're up to something, Jen. That's what I've heard. Right, yeah. Right. Yeah.
You know the greatest sound in the world is when you take your screaming baby out of the room when somebody's trying to do a speech of some sort.
Silence.
Never happens, though, because we don't take babies out.
Andrea said the ocean. I think, yeah, just even the lake, like just waves, I think, is a great sound. I do like that.
Too, man. Yeah, you know, you used to have that rain app. I used to have the wave app. It like the sounds of Pebble Beach, I think it was.
Yep.
It's like you're on the beach, man. My brother walked in one time. He's like, dude, what are you listening to?
It's the beach, man. It's like I'm on the beach.
Why is the window open? It's like 30 degrees. Edge to the effect, man. Let me go to sleep.
Son of a bitch. I'm trying to find my Zen moment. Relax. Blake said the time clock when you punch out. They still use those?
The punch card? Is that
the old punch card? Yeah. Brian said the last words of what we learned on the show. You know, Brian, you son of a bitch. Is there any that we missed? I think we hit all the kind of the main ones.
A lot of good sounds out there, man.
Yeah. What about the microwave going off? That's a great sound. You know, waiting for those chicken nuggies.
Air fryer better, but.
Even that air fryer. You take that air fryer.
Telling you.
You know, the best sound in the world ever is when Hunter can no longer talk about his stupid effing air fryer, all right?
Well, fat chance, buddy boy, because that ain't ever going to happen.
I'm always going to talk about it. All right, we're going to take a break. We got more coming up. Stick around.